everyone. Welcome again back to another episode of Teacher Tweaks and Tips. I am Simona Watts Lacoste, and today's episode focuses on teacher leadership. As educators, we are hired to teach. We are leaders of students in our classrooms, either at the elementary, middle, high school level. We are contracted to teach students. But then there are those individuals in our schools that we would call teacher leaders. They're not administrators. They're not the APIs, not the principal. And it may not necessarily be someone that you would deem like a literacy coach or academic coach or numeracy coach. They are teacher leaders too. They are leaders in our schools. But then there's the teacher leader. This teacher leader is a teacher, and she could very well, or he could very well, hold this dual responsibility of teaching a class or teaching classes and then also serving as some type of coach, some type of academic coach. At the heart of these teacher leaders, they all share these characteristics or behaviors of effective teacher leadership. And any research studies that have been conducted, they basically all say the same thing, that they are effective communicators, they lead collaboratively, they are risk takers, they do these community outreach activities, they have positive staff relationships. I mean, people like them, teachers, staff, people in the cafeteria, they all like these individuals. They look up to them. And these teacher leaders, they have a clear personal philosophy. Specifically, what their philosophy is with regards to education, teaching, or even if they are in a more administrative role, their leadership philosophy is clear. It's known to everyone. And it comes through by what they say, what they do. They are, in essence, leading by example. But to me, I feel that it goes beyond this. It goes beyond these characteristics. We as teachers, we do much, we do a lot to ensure the successes of our students, be it those students that we are directly contracted to teach in our classrooms, as well as the students that are a part of the student body across the school. And to me, a sound teacher leader is one who is willing and capable of mentoring as well as coaching other teachers. Like, maybe they are working with new teachers. Maybe they are part of the mentor program. Possibly someone in their department comes to them and they want someone, this teacher leader, to come and observe a class to see what it is that they're doing or what it is that they need to do to help their classroom management. Or maybe it has something to do with a lesson. Maybe they're wanting some a different perspective on ways that they can improve their teaching. And they call upon this teacher leader. So they have to be able to and capable of giving feedback so that they can improve teacher performance as well as staff development. They build collaboration. And I know you're thinking, okay, collaboration, collaborative meetings. Well, it's more than that. It's about developing this sense of team. And it could be setting up or organizing all of the new teachers together. Maybe department meetings, content meetings. And I know you're thinking, given our present circumstance, that's difficult to do, to develop the sense of team. It's not necessarily difficult. It's just different. You have to look at it differently. And that brings to mind an activity that I did with the staff at my school. I felt that we have been so actively involved in doing the things that we were told to do to keep children safe, health-wise, by maintaining our distance and wiping down keyboards and spraying this and spraying that, that I felt that we've just kind of gotten away from that sense of team. So I had this idea to do this activity where we just come together and we're not even doing anything that is school related. We did an art activity, but it was an art activity that was just really orchestrated. I had the art teacher from the main campus come to our school, and I asked my administrator. He allowed me some space in a room that was basically empty, and I had soft music playing in the background, just like meditative music or meditation music. Candles were burning, scented candles to kind of set the mood, the atmosphere. I turned the lights down low, and we had large pieces of butcher paper just scattered on the floor, just, of course, you know, socially distanced. And the art teacher walked us through just an art activity. There was not any real talking. I mean, it was a lot of laughing at ourselves, laughing at each other. And we just did something where it was just to relax and take our minds off of our day-to-day grind, so to speak. So it wasn't difficult, but it was different. And that activity for my staff, and it wasn't a lot of us. I think it was at the most, well, with the instructor, there were 10 of us in the room. And it was an activity that, not necessarily an activity for building a team for the content, but just a sense of team of us coming back together. And I share that for the main reason of showing that, yeah, it could be difficult. I mean, it's not necessarily fun to do a Google Meet or a Zoom meeting all the time. But there are ways that you can create that sense of team. And if you think about it, teacher leaders, they're not just mentoring and filling in and doing those activities that the administration may not have the time to do. They are actually leading and managing school change. They are communicating to staff as well as other stakeholders how we're going to handle these changes and potential ways to deal with these changes. Because the teacher leader, he or she is integral to these relationships, communicating with teachers as well as stakeholders. These teacher leaders, they develop and work with school community members as well. And yes, it is a bit of a juggling act. And if he or she has a dual role, it can take away from those contractual duties and responsibilities. These teacher leaders, they reveal themselves. They show who they are. They come forth when the time is right, given the circumstance or the activity. And I just want to throw this out there, especially here in my state, in the state of Georgia, know that there is little to no monetary compensation for taking on these additional activities. They do this because they want what will ultimately benefit the students.